Good morning. It's Friday, August 28th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A high-stakes legal fight between Silicon Valley and the Pentagon just took a major turn. A federal judge in California ruled Thursday that the Defense Department's decision to blacklist AI company Anthropic was unlawful. Judge Rita Lynn blocked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's designation of the Claude maker as a national security supply chain risk, a label applied after Anthropic refused to let the military use its models for domestic surveillance or autonomous weapons. In a 59-page ruling, Lynn wrote that national security claims can't be used to punish a company simply for its views. Anthropic said it remains focused on working productively with the government. A second related lawsuit over Anthropic's government contracting status is still pending in Washington. Another news. International students headed for U.S. internships this fall are running into new hurdles. Immigration officials sent universities a memo late last week, tightening the rules around curricular practical training, the program many foreign students use for work authorization tied to their degrees. Schools were warned that noncompliance could cost them their ability to enroll international students at all. In response, UCLA and UC Berkeley have both paused processing certain applications while they review the guidance. The Department of Homeland Security said abuse of the system will no longer be tolerated. The move adds to a broader pattern of scrutiny the administration has placed on universities this year, from funding disputes to visa revocations tied to campus protests around the world. Diplomatic efforts around one of the world's most important oil choke points are picking up steam again. Qatar's prime minister traveled to Tehran on Thursday, pressing Iranian officials to respect freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, once the route for a fifth of the world's oil. Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Tehran is now drawing up a list of conditions for reopening the strait to normal traffic, months after threatening to strike vessels crossing without its permission. A U.S. Central Command official said shipping lanes are technically open, though tracking services estimate traffic remains far below pre-war levels. Whether Iran's conditions, which have previously included lifting sanctions, prove acceptable to Washington remains to be seen. Another news. Rescue crews in the Himalayas are being forced to retreat, even as the death toll keeps climbing. Chinese authorities suspended search operations near the Nepal-Tibet border this week after officials warned a newly formed glacial lake could burst and unleash a second flood. The disaster, triggered by a collapsed glacier, has killed at least 469 people in Nepal, with hundreds still missing. In Tibet, three deaths have been confirmed, and more than 550 people remain unaccounted for. A Red Cross official told the BBC that rescuers combing the wreckage are on edge, given the renewed flood risk. A border crossing used by tens of thousands of tourists each year was destroyed in the flooding. Another news. South Korea, Japan, and the United States are gearing up for a joint show of force next month. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff announced Friday that the three countries will hold their annual Freedom Edge exercise from September 9th to 11th in international waters near Jeju Island, testing readiness against North Korea's missile and nuclear capabilities. The drill comes weeks after President Trump scaled back a separate exercise with South Korea and canceled a planned Marine Corps drill, citing Seoul's reluctance to assist in the Iran war. Trump has said this month's Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise sent the wrong signal to Pyongyang as he pushes for a new summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two last met in 2018 and 2019. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.